Hey.
Everyone, is everyone here? We're all here.
I think my microphone's off.
Oh, there you go.
I'm back in. Hi, hello,
hey.
Hello.
What's poppin', Shoddy?
Hey.
Okay, welcome everyone. My name is Lewis Thompson. Full name there. I am one third of Channels on Dublab, our radio show about artist collectives and DIY spaces in LA. And honestly, we've done a couple shows in Pittsburgh and Oakland. So, and today, I'm here with with Romeo and Vicky of the church or FKA church.
I think we're going to the church again. Okay. It's like the third iteration, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Love that. Okay, so the church. And yeah, so I guess just starting right off the bat, like I just want to know both of who you are to the church and whatever else you want to say about yourselves, and then
you want
to
go first?
Your roles as in the church.
Whatever you prefer.
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah, I'm Vicky. I don't know a lot. I do sound and door and bartend sometimes. I do a lot of the booking too. Yeah, just kind of exist there and help out as much as I fucking can. I've been there for like a year. I've probably done sound for your band.
have you played at the church?
I have not, but Nia, one of our played.
That's awesome. You said it so confidently. I was just like, oh. My name is Romeo. I'm originally from Mexico. I make art at the church. I help with the shows. I help book some shows. I'll do sounds sometimes. Sometimes, yeah. Some other people will do it more often than me. Vicky will do it way more often than me. I'll help coordinate stuff. I'll help a lot with the cleanup and the like. Before and after, because I work at nights on the weekends, but it's like a very active art space throughout the weeks as well. Like it's a DIY like venue on the weekends, but like throughout the weeks it's like a revolving door of like artists making like painting, like making music. We have people that are starting trying to do like martial arts, like self-defense for trans people things.
Oh, cool.
We're really trying to think about all our daytime activities too. It's a really cool crew. We have a videographer. It's like I feel like oftentimes the like front facing side of the church feels like it's just the shows, and it's definitely what's kept the space around and known. But
it's the bread and butter.
Right. But there's a lot of magic that happens in there. I feel like
there's a weird energy vortex.
Yeah, in space sure. I honestly think it's built over like a ley line, like crossing or something. Like, but that's the church.
That's awesome. So like, I guess, what is some of that magic you're talking about? Like, it's these martial arts classes?
No.
It's specifically like, teaching each other to hurt each other. Yeah, that's what it is.
No, like you're like, I mean, like, you literally will be like, talking about like, oh, I need this one thing, and you'll walk like 3 days later into the like courtyard area, and like the exact thing you were describing is sitting in like a fucking.
That's so true.
But it happens. Venus, like an old like coworker of ours, like she, when I first started getting involved, she described it as like the room of requirement from Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
Oh yes. Okay.
No, I'll literally be thinking about something, and I'll just like kind of like feel it out, and like just like walk around like with my brain antenna just fucking
no like I definitely think it helps that like a lot of us, because we're like creative types, are like a little more like prone to magical thinking, just to put it like mainly we're like spiritual people. Funny coincidence that it's at the church, but like
right
the space does lean to itself. It has something funny.
It's just preposterous. Like, there's no way it should exist.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, like it's been like doing shows like since the fucking 20s, and it's always just been like it's been a venue longer than it's been a church at this point.
Yeah, we looked at the building, like at the property records one time, and it goes back to the 1920s, the front house building.
It's always been a like a musical venue?
Was a speakeasy at one point, apparently.
Oh, really?
So like it's hosted DIY shit before we even had the like vocabulary around DIY. Yeah.
So how did you guys like go about acquiring the spot?
I mean, it was kind of inherited.
Yeah, it's like people just kind of pass over the lease and stuff. And it's like, because we're technically an art space, you know, that like we have like studios, like art studios and stuff, and like workshops where, you know, you could like use like, you can, I don't know, like we have like a screen printer and a 3D printer and like, like a recording studio and stuff. So I think that like, I mean, has at least kept us like technically alive, but like the shows have definitely like been the main source. It's also just like a lot of love for the space.
Yeah,
like even before I started working there, it was like one of my favorite local venues, which is why I started like helping out so much. But I think that like sentiment echoes throughout like every scene, regardless if it's like the rave scene or the hardcore scene or the noise scene or whatever. Dude, I've seen fucking puppet shows there, like,
yeah, that I was,
you know, like everybody is just so loving and helpful when it comes to that space. And I think that's like another part of like the magic, I guess, if you want to call it that, is just like the amount of love it has. It's crazy just seeing people come through, like, oh, I came here like 10 years ago and there's like some random folk punk guy, like, you know what I mean?
Right,
you always like find some random old head that just like wanders in just because they want to see what's like still happening and stuff. And I think that's like what keeps it alive, like in a sense, is like people will continue to get that and like, I don't know, just like have their first experience there and just like, oh, I fucking love that place, like the backyard's so fucking cool. Or whatever the fuck.
It's like some genuine like third space vibes. Like sometimes I feel like at shows, like we're very blessed with like a really big main room, but like sometimes at shows, because the outside space feels like so nice, like it lends itself to like such good conversations. Like sometimes people won't pull in because like you just get stuck, like
the vibes are too good.
Yeah, you just get stuck making friends. I met some before I was even involved with the place, and like since I've been involved with the place, I met so many good friends just by kicking it for a little longer than I should have in the patio and missing my homie Sid, you know, like
I still do that.
It'll happen.
I love vortex. I love where the bathroom is placed, or
the Shrek outhouse.
Yeah, yes. Oh my god.
Iconic.
I fixed the plumbing in that thing recently.
It is truly iconic. Yeah, I'm actually curious because you know, you guys are both talking about how your experiences there have, or like people will come back and be like, oh, I haven't been here in a while, and I want to see what it, well, how have you seen it? I mean, I on your Instagram established 2012.
Yeah.
How have you seen that like evolve through time? What has evolved?
The farthest I've seen it was like, I first found out about the space in 2018. So that was like Church of Fun era.
Okay.
So like the 2012 era towards like the early post pandemic is like kind of like the original crew that started it. I think the last person from that crew that I actually started it left around the time I got involved in like 2023. A lot of it, honestly, it was kind of unsavory how a lot of those things went down. It's like a lot of like microaggressions or just like weird race dynamics with the old heads.
Okay.
And just through like fresher blood coming in, like that kind of got revamped a little bit.
Yeah.
So I was really familiar with the space before, and I always liked the space. But sometimes, you know, the like white people Burning Man shit. I don't know if I can
still see that shit.
But like white people Burning Man shit would be a little
still
like
a fucking bike on our roof.
Yeah, we're trying to take the bike down the cross. Like that's next. But the white people Burning Man shit would be a little like overwhelming, and like they definitely had a very like cliquey way of like curating their community, and it would not be as welcoming as I think it's turned since the post pandemic. I stopped getting involved because I didn't like the energy, and then I started going again randomly around the 10th year anniversary, and I met a lot of the newer people that were getting involved at the
That's
time.
That's when I started going. To yeah, the,
And that were spearheading that kind of like vibes change. A lot of like more like Chicanos, like more like black people, more like trans people.
Yeah, now it's completely like trans people of color, like pretty much. It's like you're either like, it's like POC or trans or both.
Yeah. It's really, it's a completely different vibe, and partially why the like name change switcheroo has happened so much. People are like, the Church of Fun had so much stigma. Personally, I think the of fun part is so fried. Like the fun is implied. We can have fun without it being the worship thing.
Mandatory fun.
But and then people were like, we were kind of this liminal space where we didn't knew what we were, and then the FKA church title kind of emerges from that. There was a little bit of like an internal struggle for a bit between the like old church and the new church, and it just kind of all fizzled out into like a secret third thing of people that weren't trying to be beefing with everyone,
right?
That just were like still down to be involved,
yeah,
because the old heads were kind of like tired, and it was just no longer like They just wanted it. Yeah, they just wanted it as their like little clubhouse. And then they're like newer people. Some people moved really weird and like stole stuff, like things things that happened.
Yeah.
And then just like kind of the people that actually cared about this space, and then like newer additions that have happened throughout the last 6 months, year. It feels like we've really rebuild a really strong crew.
Revitalized, revamp.
And that's
it's like when Prince was a monogram.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's partially, I think, why we're simplifying the name. You know, it's kind of we're understanding the parts of it that work from the past. It's not everything's bad about it,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
And also, like, the FK wasn't saying anything, so we're, like, just trying to, like, be truth to what it is without carrying over like the parts of the legacy that
I feel like people have always been to spaces like that. If you're in the DIY scene, you know what I mean? Like there's always like that cool, funky little fucking place that you like want to see like live. And I think like we all like kind of recognize that and have been trying to like really like reinstate that type of like energy and like provide that, because like, dude, they're all fucking gone, man. Like there's so many spaces I can name across like the entire West Coast that just don't even exist anymore, dude. And like I think a lot of people recognize that, and a lot of the touring bands that come through recognize that and really like want to help out. And like, I don't know, it's been really fucking cool.
It's a special
Yeah, it's special. Yeah, that's a good word. Special and preposterous.
Well,
it
sounds like there's a lot of like it sounds like there's a lot of like the history of it is like pretty dynamic in the way that it's like
Game of Thrones.
Well, yeah, straight up Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I'm curious because you both are like somewhat like, so it's been like 2 years since you both have started kind of like really getting involved with the space.
Yeah, I've been there for 2 years.
Okay. Cool. What is like, so like part of our show is like showing people like what it's like to, you know, run a DIY spot or something.
Stressful.
Like that. Yeah,
dude, we're so rich,
that.
Man.
It's like, scary.
We're just
bro.
Rolling in the dough. I pulled up in a Rolls Royce.
I saw it. Yeah, nice.
No, it can't be super fucking stressful.
Iced out rims on the Royce.
Yeah. The city's like always on our ass. We have like random ass fucking people that just, I don't know, are just like looking out for like weirdos or just random ass stuff that like comes with it.
I mean, there's ops of the space that none of us know that have animosity towards the space from like 5-10 years ago that will literally try to like call inspections and all those and things that we were like informed about, like someone called Bad Deal Neil trying to like get the cuffs on us.
What?
That's some old head shit. That's the timing that the old heads were in. But it's like amongst the like beautiful things that you inherited to us, which is a space.
Yeah.
They also inherited like, you know, horrible plumbing and like Rogue's Gallery, apparently.
Wow. Okay, so are those like, and I guess because my question was going to be like, how do you, what are some of the challenges that you are like were unforeseen? But it sounds like
mainly like the inspection shit.
The
dude.
Inspection stuff, yeah. Like people just sort of having some sort of beef against.
Yeah, and it's also like an old building, you know, and like it's always like a challenge.
Yeah, the power is like pretty like hard, especially like when you have like bigger bands that like have like some crazy fucking like mic setup, and you have all these like random just high power stuff, or just like a lot of band members that have a lot of amps. It's like really hard to like find the power, literally find the fucking power in an older building. And like there's like times we'll have to like just like figure other shit out and draw power from like the back building and shit like that,
right.
But or just like holes in the roof when it rains and stuff like that. Like,
so you're having to find like not only are you kind of like dealing with the sort of past of the church, but you're also having to revamp the space in and of itself to work for your own needs today, which is pretty does sound stressful.
It's stressful, but it's also like it's something I was talking about it with someone there recently. It's like anytime the space is doing good, I feel like it's because people are using it for what it's meant to, like they're using it to make art or whatnot. I feel like most people are familiar with the front house, that's actually was a church, that's where the name comes from. The back house used to be a garage, actually, like an auto shop. Which is super American, the profane and divine duality of like like a car and like worship. Very LA.
I hate you.
The worship of the car.
but
the dichotomy goes crazy.
It goes crazy. Like, sorry, like I'm a college dropout.
It's because we're like on USC campus, man.
No, yeah, it's seeping onto me. But So like the back house just got recently very like revamped, and I think a big driving force behind that was that like one of our like newer like crewmates, Mara, shout out to Mara, because she's so active as a videographer, had a need to make the space cater towards those needs, which I feel like it kind of led improvement. And like, you know, there had already been a lot of work going into the main space and going into the like areas, but like I feel like those parts were that were a little more like purposeless have been like revealing themselves, like have been kind of as people need, like as like Vicky needed somewhere to record, the studio that is like literally set up right next to the stage came to be because there was a need for it again. So I think it's like partially, yeah, like I don't know, just having people that like are actually interested in using the space for what it is and opening those doors for that.
Yeah, like and I think like having actual like artists in the space more
instead of just party people.
Yeah, has like definitely like helped us like at least like I don't know, like see what's like the actual potential and stuff, because like I don't know, everyone knows like that space is so huge and like so like you could kind of do whatever you want with it, but like having people in there that like actually like need to utilize the space for their craft and like bringing it up to par, you know what I mean? Or even just bringing the fucking half pipe was like a morale booster.
She just got us a half pipe.
Whoa.
So
yeah,
so
thanks, Jackie.
Yeah. So Vicky's friend, and through Vicky, we just got our half pipe.
Wow.
So like part of what used to be the shop, which was just like had like wood and like old furniture and all these things that people have left throughout the years got like cleared out. And now a new makeshift fence blocking the other part of the shop is there. And it's a little expanded outdoors with a half pipe. It's kind of crazy.
That sounds cool. That's definitely fulfilling the half pipe needs.
Yeah. We used to have no half pipe.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we have one whole half pipe, dude.
I'm curious, like, kind of to, because, you know, I really like this idea of, like, kind of fulfilling the need as they sort of come up. Like, what is the inspiration, like for the organizational framework today? And that can go just, like, it doesn't have to be, like, the organization.
I think it's more utilitarian.
But, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, what do we need and, like, what's going to, like, help us or, like, help others? You know what I mean? Like, in the sense where it's, like, can people come in and, like, utilize this resource that we could provide towards like our community, because that's kind of like what we've talked about, like instrument libraries too, and like opening up like the actual like shop, the workshop and stuff to the public in a sense, or like making some sort of membership or some
actual
like
library too.
And the actual library, we have so many fucking books
and we have scenes, we have a lot of scenes that we've collected through the years, a lot of like mutual aid resources scenes, a lot of like really cool stuff. We have like a lot of like really involved people. We have one of our crewmates, Ivy, shout out to Ivy. She's very involved on that kind of side of the like organizational, has a really good understanding of the system. She's the librarian. She's the head librarian. Like, you know, like there's not quite of a structure, but I think as we move forward, like people seem to have been slowly falling into their natural roles too, which has been a part of like getting the like wheels running again.
Because for the most part, we're just like trying to keep the shows going.
Right.
That's like, you know, first and foremost. Yeah. But then with that, we could like provide more mutual aid resources like we were doing before with like all the harm reduction stuff and like the fire stuff that we did. And who the fuck is calling me?
You know,
that's like the worst time. But like, yeah, all the stuff we did for the fires, and we were like doing mutual aid stuff during the protests for against like the ICE raids. We were like making harm like wound care kits and stuff like that, and like handing them out at the protests and stuff. But that, I feel like that all is like a byproduct of like a well-oiled machine of like actually having like a functioning venue.
Right. Yeah. So tell me more about that, because you know I saw the Instagram post about how you guys are like kind of on a hiatus, but you're still doing shows like externally. But what was that decision making process like?
We got our landlord told us that they got fucking like tipped off that
by Bad Deal Neil, the previously aforementioned
Bad Deal Neil.
Yeah, that ass.
Fuck that dude.
No, that ass. Fuck Bad Deal Neil. Put that on the air.
But yeah, so we kind of had to go dark, I guess. I mean, I guess this has happened before. I don't know. I think the hardest thing about coming back from it is, like, people, like, trusting us to actually, like, throw shows.
And maintain it.
Yeah, I think, like, there's probably going to be a bit of, like a shyness because, like, we have had to drop so many shows. And then, like, to be honest, like, the relocations didn't really go the best.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Yeah, I don't know. I think we just like have to like really jump back in it once like the coast is clear. It seems like it's pretty safe now. I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just like really waiting, like a wait and see type of thing right now.
Was it like everyone kind of getting together though and being like, okay, should we all like pause for a moment?
Or, yeah, well, there was like threats of like raids and stuff, so it was like we would rather just have the space and like cause, like we can afford to keep the place open with just, you know, studio members paying their rent, you know,
as long
as like everyone that's renting an art space there can like actually contribute to, you know, whatever studio space that they're renting out, like mm-hmm. then it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Like the shows were just like kind of like extra like house, like I guess like house fun, so to speak.
Mm.
But yeah, we could stay afloat. We just want to make sure that the coast is clear to like the last thing we want is like a bunch of fucking cops breaking our down the fucking doors and closing our venue down, you know.
It's also like lately you it's just been happening across the board in LA. Obviously it hasn't hit in DIY venues yet, but like you've heard a lot of how like Mayor Karen Bass has like picked up like raiding warehouses, like the actual sending. I don't know if you guys have seen that or not, but
no,
like,
I hadn't, the
afters are like getting fucking
the warehouse afters.
I didn't know they were being targeted like
they're getting like vice raids and like cops will pull up or like that actual like vice
they're, like, detaining
vice
organizers and everything. It's getting like really gnarly.
So you know, like obviously we're not quite on the same tier or doing the same thing. It's like a very very different thing. It's a very different use of the space.
They also raided a tattoo, like a show at a tattoo shop recently.
Really?
No, it's getting bad, dude. Like,
but it just kind of speaks to like a general like climate and like a general antagonism towards this kind of like informal gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like we can all speculate why they don't want people getting together and talking to like-minded people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty scary, honestly. So like, it kind of does mix us things of like daytime things and like workshops.
Yeah, yeah. So is that like kind of how you're sort of your strategy for evolving through it, or like what's that looking like? I mean, I guess a better question, or maybe a less like difficult one to talk about, is just like, where do you see the church, how do you feel about what inspires you to keep going with it?
I mean, we need it. Like, there's no third spaces left. People need to be able to not be at home, not be at work, be somewhere else, and like be like, yo, I have like $5, can I give you like two? And you were like, bro, just come in. There's like an insane value to that. And
I mean, whether like you're a showgoer or an artist, you know, like, and I think it's important for like literally the fucking community, whether you're an artist, a showgoer, or a vendor, or like, you know what I mean, like having a place to like literally like showcase your art, or just go check out like your friends or like some random like local band that's just like a fucking few dudes from like a fucking warehouse in a coffee shop, like that are like, you know, local, like that shit's, I think, at least in my opinion, like integral to like culture and
real
art,
culture,
you know? I think that's the driving force. I think everybody like agrees that space needs to exist in some certain way, you know.
That's what's kept us there.
No, I think that's definitely what it is. Like, I don't know if like there's gonna have to like come to a point where like we go like super legit and sell the fuck out. Like, we actually make that joke a lot, like the church sells out. You know what I mean? Like, full security, like everything's like, but I'm not sure what it's actually gonna take for us to like maintain, but I think we all know that we just want to keep it open and keep throwing shows and like maintaining that like integrity that we have like with the space and like our views on like art and politics and stuff.
I feel like that's probably the most important part about it, is like just having the ideal of like, no, this is good for the community and we need to keep it here because it's valuable for everyone, even people that don't even know it or are against it.
All we will have left otherwise is Echo Park Lake. Where else are gonna people just like sit outside or like sit not at home?
And that's been fenced off before on its own.
We like to do big punk shows because they're awesome, and also because they help us like subsidize doing like little freak shows with noise shit that like are like a little harder to place in other places too, you know? Like, it's really awesome to be able to like choose shows without a profit motive, and like to allow the showgoers to interact with the space without a profit motive. And it's just, you know, it's like an opportunity to see like the way things could be.
Yeah, right, for sure. The way they should be.
They should be. Damn
yeah,
right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. This is kind of like off of this branching out, but I'm curious because we talked for a moment in Studio B, just how you cycle through different people to choose what show to do or to curate a show. What is that like? Like, I'm curious, like, what that process of, you know, having or like talking about ideas.
A few of us have access to the Instagram, but then also like everyone that works there can also just like put in, like, we have like a group chat kind of thing where,
like, a Discord.
Yeah, where it's like, hey, like, so like our friend so and so wants to do a show on this day, and then like it'll kind of get fast tracked like that. Like, honestly, there's like a bit of like, you know, I know a guy type of thing, but you can totally just be some fucking like random, like nobody, like fucking like 10 follower band and message FKA, and like if we have the date open, like we're,
you just gotta come with the lineup.
Yeah,
you know, we're like a venue, like it's right. It's when people are like, hey, can you put us on a show? It's like, no, but if you come with a compelling show and there's availability, like right. It's always open.
Okay,
like, it's
cool.
Always a conversation. That's all.
Okay, so you kind of are, it's not always just people within the organization.
It'll be like a point person, so okay. Someone will kind of be the like point of contact, and it'll be like an outside promoter.
Okay.
And they're like, especially lately, I feel like there's been more of a pivot towards the internal promotion. I think Vicky's been doing a really great job with that.
That's cool.
So I think it also allows us to create things that we care about and be able to like see, you know, like the things we want to see at the end of the day, because there's not a lot of places for weird shit in anywhere. In LA, it's expensive, so it's...
Yeah, that is like a very... I think it's... I'm very proud of you guys.
Thank you. I needed that today. I honestly needed that today.
For doing this and keeping it up. It's really cool.
It's not just to us, too. It's cute that they send us to as representatives.
Yes.
It's really random.
We're like the ambassadors, but...
we love you, Alexis, and Sacred, and Kane, and
church.
Frank,
and Tristan, and everyone. Shout out to Lucci, too, if you're listening.
Shout out to
Adam.
Young Adam.
It's like an entire village. We cannot, like, iterate that enough, you know? And it's just like... It's like a little makeshift ragtag group of like misfits. Like there'll be clashes, but it's a lot of love, and it's like
all love, baby.
It's literally only love, because that shit would not have lasted for us long without us loving the space and the people that came before us and everyone that's attended.
Okay,
loving the space.
I have one more question, and then we're gonna run to the DJ set with Vicky. If the church was any type of car, what, like, because you know, you worship
Volkswagen 1960s like 16 window van.
I was gonna say, okay, like electric Kool-Aid acid test, like school bus.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, or that. Yeah,
you know, like the Ken Kesey, like,
yeah, I mean, it has to be a bus. It has to be some sort
it's
of
just
bus.
Too many motherfuckers,
yeah, too many,
like,
yeah. Okay, well, thank you both for coming today, and I really appreciate it, and yeah, thank you everyone for listening, and we will see you next month.
Thanks for having us. We love you guys.
Thank you so much, guys. This is awesome.
light, throw that shit up on the dick. Work that shit out, put that shit out, man, just who had a good vibration. Leave that shit out, if you wanna see your reflection up in this crowd. 13 shots for the 14 niggas. Say the best for last, so I will mother feed them glad little.
You seem to forget.